competition is always out there. So that's
you
one thing.
Somebody out there that doesn't have a job.
No, those are the hungriest guys that you have to keep in mind, that there's 60 other free agents out there that are you know, working hard every day to grab your job. And that's what I have to keep in mind.
I want to ask you another thing. I know a few weeks ago you went up to that auto race, that NASCAR race.
Yeah.
Are you a big racing fan, or they just tell you?
You know,
what is your?
I'm a racing fan now, and I used to be a little a fanatic, but I'm just a fan of competition and teamwork.
Yeah.
And what I saw with the, you know, you got the driver, but I guess that's more individual. But there's such a team aspect to it as far as the pit crew goes. It was amazing to see that.
Yeah. Do you follow?
Do I follow? Now a little more than I'll press the ESPN tab on NASCAR a couple times now.
So. Anybody particularly impress you? Any driver? Did you meet any drivers?
There's some. All of the guys that were really down to earth. So I was really surprised.
Yeah.
And you know, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott was talking about how you're self-motivated. Nobody really has to push you and Steve in that, you know, they trust you to do what you got to do. Is that flattering, or just like that's how you guys are built, the two of you?
That's the way we're kind of programmed. I mean, we just try to work the hardest we can and, you know, try to build this cohesive mentality where we can succeed on Sundays and Mondays and sometimes Thursdays. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
So this was a much shorter off season this year. You guys in the Super Bowl, no strike. How did you approach this off season compared to the year before?
Really, I mean, it just takes me. I mean, it doesn't even take me a long time to get hungry again. I was just eager to get back here with my teammates, and because I just love being in a routine and working hard.
Is that something that's part of this camp that maybe that, and I know you don't know because you haven't been to another camp, but guys kind of want to be here with one another, even if they go through the offseason?
Yeah. It's good to struggle together and, you know, go through the ups and downs in camp, and that's the way teams get gelling. And, you know, we hope to come together at when the season starts.
So you do a little bit of running out there on fake punts. Do you expect to do a little bit more fake punting or whatever the coaches
tell me? Whatever the coaches tell me. I'll be very eager to do. So.
As I said.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
You would have chased down Julian, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I might have used the heel clicker, so.
Zoltan, you going to watch any of the Olympics if you have time for that? Oh,
we watch it at lunchtime a little bit, and a little bit at night on the tape replays, but it's pretty cool to watch everything.
Any guys you know competing?
I know a couple swimmers. I know Peter Vanderkay got the bronze medal in the 400 freestyle, so I was proud of him. He's a Michigan alum, and a couple other track and field athletes that I watch, that I went to school with. So pretty cool. Yeah.
Phelps, Michigan guy?
Yeah. He did attend for a couple semesters, so definitely a fan of his. Yeah.
Are you surprised that his result was?
I don't know if I was surprised. I actually didn't watch the race. I read about it, but you know, that's the way it goes. But that's why we compete, and that's why we risk failure, because we love sports and competition.